Secrets of the Kingdom series. This is phase two, module 202. On this sheet that I have, this top underneath the description, this was a prophetic word that was given to me by the Holy Spirit in December of 2011. I'll read it. It says, "The revealing of the knowledge of the glory is a radical paradigm shift in the spirit, making an impact on the body of Christ that accelerates everything that we ever knew, therefore making adjustments in all of our thinking and our actions to flow in a confluence which superimposes the magnanimous direction from the Holy Spirit's every word." Well, there's a lot of words in there, and I had to look them up myself in the dictionary because the Holy Spirit gave it to me. It's like, wow, this is really interesting what you're saying, but I didn't understand it. The simplest words that I can put that together is that he's saying that in Scripture, it's these two, it's this, the two become one. And so what the Holy Spirit's doing, he's taking what he places in us because of his word and what we connect with him by revelation, and those two become one. That's a pattern that's on every single thing that happens, on every miracle and every answer to prayer. Once that becomes a reality within you, you will begin to connect with revelation that the Holy Spirit says with your peace and your connectivity to him and how you're just walking with him. So in this, let me give you this scripture and then we'll jump around. But here's this scripture that this exact module is where this one is called, this whole group here is the gospel of the glory. That phrase, now I've asked a lot of people, and I've shared that before, but I've asked a lot of people about that phrase nationwide. And I talked to a lot of different people that had very good background in their understanding of the word. When I asked them that exact phrase, they had never heard it. In fact, when I validated that it was in the Bible twice, it's like that was almost in disbelief, even when they heard it still. The point is, it is in Scripture, and it's more than just the two word for word. There's all kinds of other scriptures together that points to that good news of the glory. So that's what we're, this whole module, we did 201, now we're in 202. That's what we're going to do, is unveil that and prove without a doubt that that's exactly what God's saying. There's a good news concerning his glory that the enemy doesn't want us to know. In fact, the verse, it's in 2 Corinthians 4:4. This is what it says. It says, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelieving to keep them from understanding the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, lest the light should shine on." That's the scripture in its context. This is what I want to do. This verse over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, this is what it says. It says, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us." So the reason I want to share that with you, because now I've shared this before, where somebody had actually taken the time and they counted up all the promises and there's like 7,000. And so this whole, this change from what was the old way of thinking, okay, Jesus made it clear like this. He says that he's pouring new wine into new wineskins. He's not taking new wine and putting it into old wineskins. And then he says, why? Because it'll burst, and then both the wine is lost and the skins are burst. So this, because this is such a new thought to us, because it's not new in Scripture, it's always been written on the pages of Scripture all along, this gospel of the glory. But it's new in our thinking, so we have to approach it with that same kind of thinking, that this new wine is going into new wineskins. So I have to get my mind renewed, and I have to take time to slow it down to what the Holy Spirit's saying. That's what that prophetic word was, is that I have to make the adjustments in my thinking. And I have to make the adjustments in my thinking that I'm actually working with others because we're coming down two different streams where different people are. And it's the Holy Spirit's leading that is going to bring us onto the same stream. That's what that confluence is. It comes together. He's the one that's leading us. And so when we were talking before about that, it's obedience to faith, that phrase that's in first chapter Romans and the last chapter Romans at 16, that phrase, obedience to faith, well, that's obedience to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I have faith that that was the Holy Spirit's voice. So our development that we're taking time is we're taking time to actually identify, well, that's the Holy Spirit. Well, if without the framework of the word, I don't actually have a way to match that, that's the Holy Spirit. And so we went over that before, a couple weeks ago, where Jesus is that doorway into this spiritual realm. So when he opened up that door, there's scriptures that is John 10:9, John 10:10, and John 10:11. They're all compressed all together. And the John, the apostle that wrote that, it's real specific. And I'm repeating this because there's something that's really valuable here. Opening up into this glory realm, which is the invisible. Everything about it is invisible, but God gives us an ability so that we're just like Jesus. He says, I only do what I see my Father doing. We had to see in that invisible realm. And he says, I only say what I hear my Father saying. So he actually has to hear and see in that invisible realm to be able to operate in the glory himself. Well, he says, this same glory that the Father gave me, John 17:22, that's the glory I'm giving you. So I'm going to have to see exactly into that invisible realm, and I'm going to have to hear in that same invisible realm just like he was. Well, that's why he sent the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into all truth. So the truth, the good news concerning the glory, that's what the Holy Spirit. Everything that he says is a word that's coming straight from the Father of glory. And that's what Jesus said in John 16, verses 14 and 15. He says, all that the Father has given, all that the Father has been given unto me, all that has been given unto me, the Holy Spirit is taking, and he's declaring it to us. When he declares it to us, the scripture says that that glorifies Jesus. So there's an activity within us that his word is now not just stagnant, it's coming alive, it's in motion. And that in motion is just like what God said, let there be light. Until he said something, there was nothing that manifested. So our whole mindset is that we were learning how to maybe confess the word here and there and over different kinds of problematic conditions. And our faith was connecting us to a promise in God. This is why this is a bigger piece. That faith which comes in is the door. He says, access by faith. In Romans 5:2, it says, access by faith, stand by grace, and then it's rejoice in the hope of glory. So that glory, which is going to manifest, is still not automatic. Even though he's already given me position to stand firm on any promise. That's his grace. So while he's teaching us, and he's teaching all of us, I'm learning how to access the door to any promise. I open that up. And then I have favor by him because he graces me. He gives me revelation on that promise. Once I'm there and I'm holding this on the inside, I still have to engage with my mouth. That's what Jesus said in John 15:7. He says, if, it's not when, it's an if. So it's something I actually got to deliberately do. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask, you should declare, and it shall be done. So when he says when he's talking about prayer, he says, when you pray. So it's there's not an if on prayer, I'm going to pray. But when it comes to declaration, he's saying, if. Yeah, I have to be deliberate. And because he's already raising us up, where he's training us, because we already are. We're royal priesthood, and we're kings and priests. So we're making declarations like a king. We're making decrees and declarations like a priest. Well, we are the representatives of Christ on earth. We're ambassadors of Christ. So what we declare, we're the ones that are moving things, shifting things in the spirit realm, and it's manifesting in this physical realm. However, I'm not shotgunning that. I'm just doing that by aimless, random declarations. I'm doing that because I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. I see the condition He shows me. I only do what I see the Father showing me, and I only say what I hear the Father saying to me. Well, the Holy Spirit is directly dealing to us. He's, you know, like they said, He's downloading. Well, just one word has enough power in that. And I'm quickly doing a quick overview on, because I want to go to a different page on. But where it was one word, Jesus walking in the glory, He spoke, and Peter walked on water too.